Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters tonight. Mahalo for tuning in tonight. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava, my Wai'ava boys in Module 10 Cash Box program, and my FDC faithfuls. You know who you are, my brothers. Keep up the good work with the Bible study every night. And to our good friends all across the continental U.S., especially Ogden, Utah, Tucson, Arizona, New Jersey, and Sacramento, California, aloha and thank you for tuning in. And of course, last but not least, to all of those of you who just got through the traffic and are making it home to the west side, or if you're stuck in traffic, mahalo for tuning in tonight. Free Inside Ministry is the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu. We have a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Wai'ava, Old Triple C, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua starting in April. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there very shortly in the month of May. Thank you for joining in, but please feel free to check out our website at www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our radio broadcasts in a podcast format for you to download for your listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page titled Free Inside Ministry. And last but not least, we have an email account, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know how this program has touched you or a loved one, either incarcerated or just in a time where they need a prayer. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. But it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Once again, thank you for tuning in tonight. Free Inside Ministry is very privileged. We're very honored and I'm very humbled tonight. Tonight we have a very special guest all the way from Missouri, Ron Showers, who is now the Senior Director of Community Enrichment with Convoy of Hope globally. I was going to say Convoy of Hope Hawaii, but that's our arm over here. Earlier in the week, you heard my wife, Lynette, and I talking about Convoy of Hope Hawaii and the impact that it's had locally with all of the families on the island of Oahu. We also announced that on July 20th, for the first time ever, we'll be on an outer island. We'll be on the island of Molokai, right in downtown Kaunakakai. But this year, we will also be on Oahu on the 27th. And we're pretty sure that we're going to be one at the Kapolei Fairgrounds, and we're going to be securing Aloha Stadium once again. And we'll give you more information as that comes available. But at this point, I wanted to turn over the microphone to let Ron Showers, a good guy. He's really a strong in the Lord. He has a passionate heart. You know, and if he was living in Hawaii, he'd be like, maybe I would say, like the kind of guy, maybe go Ponoho, but live Hawaii Kai action, but plenty of aloha inside the heart. Kind of guy we can take down Waianae, and we don't have to use him for trolling for bait, but we can have him do some praise and worship with us or just watch him eat poi and have a lot of fun doing that. But anyway, I'm going to let Ron introduce himself, and he's going to share a little bit about Convoy of Hope, how he's gotten involved with the largest humanitarian organization in the world, and maybe some of the places where it's taken him the past few years. Ron, welcome once again, and thank you so much for being here today.
Well, aloha, Bulla. Aloha to all your listeners. I'm not sure exactly what you said about me a few moments ago, but I'm taking that it's all good. And And Bula, I just love being with you and the people here in Hawaii. There is just a great spirit here of what God's doing. And I joked with some friends that while I'm on this scouting trip, I'm going to find a home. So maybe what you said a few moments ago is a little prophetic that Convoy of Hope Hawaii, right? We can launch the Pacific Rim office right here.
Amen, amen.
You know, being at Convoy has been an incredible journey for me. Growing up in upstate New York and pastoring there for 8.5 years, we had a group of pastors in our community. We were just tight-knit. We loved each other. We believed that the kingdom of God was a real deal. And if we could do it together, we could do more in our community than we could ever do by ourselves. And so we began planning this big outreach in our community that we thought could reach thousands of people and just touch them in a great way at a heartfelt level. And we found out about this ministry called Convoy of Hope, and so we partnered with them. And in our little community, we had over 3,400 people come out. But here's what touched my heart, Bula. I was pastoring then, and I walked across the street the morning of our outreach. It was 6:30 in the morning, and this was 2004. And I walked across the street, and sitting in the parking lot was a single mom with her two kids in her van. And the door was open, and all she had to feed them was a little bit of fruit. And I remember standing there and just saying, God, there's people that are hurting all over this nation.
Yes, sir.
And God, if we can make a difference, we're going to do it. And so 8.5 years later, I'm privileged to be able to be a part of this ministry that last year alone, just through our outreaches, we served just under 150,000 people in about 40 different communities across the United States. And we are excited to see what God's doing in the kingdom with churches, with people, and coming to Hawaii, the people here. The outreaches that you guys have done, reaching close to 27,000 people. Bula, I remember the first year, Aloha Stadium, when we left the rally. The rally itself, to all the listeners out there, if you haven't been a part of a Convoy of Hope volunteer rally, just picture thousands of people worshiping God together from all different denominations, all different backgrounds, but loving Jesus. And, you know, God says, Bula, when the body of Christ gets together and we walk in unity, there the Lord commands the blessing.
Commands the blessing.
And that blessing is powerful. But we left that rally, and I'll never forget driving out of the parking lot, Aloha Stadium, and seeing people sleeping on a sidewalk.
That's right.
So desperate, so needy for help, so needy for hope. And the next day when the crowds came out, thousands upon thousands upon thousands. But, you know, when what we get to see at Convoy of Hope all across the United States is people who are in desperate situations, they're just one step away from a life change. One of the things we believe is that we can't change the choices that people make, but we can change the choices that they have. And so connecting through these outreaches is really about giving people a new choice. And, you know, this year in 2013, we're going to be doing 45 outreaches in 37 different cities. And coming back here to Hawaii, we're excited. We're excited because of the vision of the people here on Oahu who have seen the vision of going out not only to this community, but expanding and going to Molokai. And we're passionate. You know, I've been reading Mark chapter 5 lately, and it's the story of Jesus crossing the sea to go over to reach one person.
Mm-hmm.
One person. He went because there was a man in bondage, and the Bible describes him as a man who was hopeless. The community chained him. He lived in the tombs, basically the cemetery. And this guy was out of his mind. He was demon-possessed, and everybody in the community counted him hopeless. But Bula, here's the thing, and I want the listeners to get this. There was a time before that man was in the tombs, in the chains. He was a part of that community. He had a hope and a future, but something happened that put him into bondage. But here's the thing about Jesus. He's not concerned about our past because he knows what our future is.
Amen.
And when we provide choices for people to give their life to Jesus, to find the hope and the strength that's in him, he can change everything. And so when Jesus comes into that scene, the Bible says that this man came running to him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't go have to find him, but when the power of God shows up in somebody's life, you're drawn to God. And that man came to Jesus, and you know, and we have a classic showdown. You know, it's just like the old Westerns. Here we have the villain and the good guy, and the villain's trying to call out the good guy, right? They're trying to implore Jesus' name, and there's a lot of superstition in these verses, but the bottom line is the devil is never a match for Jesus.
Amen.
But the one thing I learned in ministry and life is, and a lot of people have a misconception, like it's God versus the devil, and we hope God wins in the end. The reality is, It's never been that. God won already. Jesus,
we got the victory.
Jesus absolutely conquered Satan on the cross, made a public spectacle of him, the Bible says. So I want everyone to know, whether they're incarcerated physically or spiritually, mentally or emotionally, Jesus is the one that sets us free. Because the end of that story in Mark chapter 5, that man was totally different. Jesus set him free of all the demons that were in him. But here's the deal, Bula, when you read that, and this is so true in communities, the Bible tells us the story that the people of the town begged Jesus to leave.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus shows up, does incredible things with a guy that they couldn't even control, and they say, please leave. You know, humanity wants everything predictable.
That's right.
We don't like change. We don't like it when God may change our family, our community. I'm so blessed when I come here and I hear pastors say, we believe that Hawaii will be the first Christian state. And I'm standing with you on that. I've been praying that for the 3 years now that we've been partnering together. And it's more than one church, one fellowship. It's the body of Christ. But here's the deal. Jesus has the encounter with that man, and that man says, Jesus, let me come with you. Let me come with you where you're going. And Jesus says, no.
That's right.
You know, how many times in our lives as believers, God says no, and man, we just kind of take a pause and we say, what do you mean, God, no? And Jesus says, listen, I want you to go and tell everybody you know what happened.
Amen. You know, I think one of the pivotal verses, and I'm going to be using our West Side version, the Jesus book, it's found in the book of Matthew in chapter 25, and it's going to be verses 35 and 36. And for those of you out there, this is the Jesus book. Because I was hungry, and you guys didn't give me food for eat. I was thirsty, and you guys didn't give me something for drink. I would go a new place where nobody never know me, and you guys would say, hey, come stay our house over here. I never had clothes, and you guys didn't give me clothes. I was sick, and you guys didn't go take care of me. I would stay inside the prison, and you guys didn't come and see me. And that's basically the convoy of hope. It's about local businesses, local churches, and local agencies coming together and using local resources to help local people. And in Hawaii, with the cost of living so high, we're about 2 to 3 checks away from all being on the street. But it's funny, Ron, you've seen this over the years, is we have such humble people. You know, our the people, the maka'ainana, the people that live here, they're just so humble and they're so giving. And when you have an opportunity to help somebody in need, you never know when you might be on the other end of that hand, where you might be in need. Now, Ron, I know you've seen a lot of wonderful things take place. I tell people about the Barbara story, but you know, that first year, Ron, when you were here, I remember vividly, and you know my wife, my wingless angel, very, very well, and I call her wingless angel, but you know, some people have said she's a pit bull with lipstick, because she can be very ornery and very focused, but maybe you can share with them how fixed she was, how confident she was in the Lord, how bold she was when you gave her a projection and she literally just laughed at you and says, I don't think so. And you, at that time, were the global director for Convoy of Women. Here's this Filipino girl, Waipao High School graduate, runs 2 hotels in Waikiki, telling the global director what he really didn't want to hear at that time.
Well, let me put it like this. To all the listeners, obviously, you know, you can't see me. I'm 6'1", about 200 pounds, and Bula's wife, Lynette, is not that. But she's that in spirit. And I tell you, you know, because I've been with Convoy for 8 years, you know, we go to cities all the time, and we'll always hear local people just give us projections, really, that are unrealistic. You know, we'll be in a city of 10,000 people, and they try to tell us that 20,000 people are going to show up. So when I came here, you know, I felt like those stories in the Bible where the guys had no faith and they had to be corrected. But, you know, I know Lynette had it in her heart, the amount of people that were going to come. And I kept saying, you know, in my mind, if we have 5,000 to 7,000 people, that's going to be a great turnout. And, you know, you were there that morning when the cars kept rolling in and the buses kept pouring in. And you know, we had the flea market going on as well. And I didn't know who was going to what until I looked out at that line of people coming in. And I remember Lynette saying, Pastor Ron, I told you we're going to have this many people. And you know, what do you say to that? You just say, you know what? God is good. And here's the amazing thing. We only had 5,000 bags of groceries, Bula.
That's right.
And we had 12,800 people come out.
That's right.
And I remember at one point saying, Lynette, do we have any groceries left? And she just laughed and she said, Pastor, you know, God did it. We've got more than enough food for the people. Not one person left that outreach hungry, Bula. Not one person left without the resources they needed. Because like you said, the people of Hawaii, the body of Christ here, rallied together. They came out by the thousands to serve their neighbors. And, you know, for Convoy of Hope, the outreaches, we're on a four-year, 50-state All-America tour where we're trying to bring the message of hope to every state. And we want people to know there's hope. It's going to happen. God loves you. There's a better way.
Amen to that. You know, in fact, Pastor George Nagato, the superintendent for the Assemblies of God churches here in Hawaii, he says it best when he says, we have the opportunity to be Jesus with skin. And I talk about it all the time, Pastor Ron. I talk about when you're hungry and someone tells you that they're going to pray for you and they walk by and they're gone and they're going to pray for you, you're still hungry. Prayer does a lot of things, but when your belly's growling, it ain't going to take away the growl coming out from your opu in your stomach. You're still going to be hungry and you're looking for food like that. So sometimes, you know, we have to step out of our safe zone and we need to step out of that boat and get into the faith zone. So when you're able to give a brother or a sister a hot dog and say, you know what, Jesus loves you, and they look back up at you and they smile and they say, oh, if Jesus loved me, can I have two more? You sure can. Yeah. You sure can. Just now, can you imagine that? Just by giving three hot dogs to a person, they might really grab onto that and say, wow, this Jesus guy, he stayed for real now. You know, because everybody else is just giving me the lip action, that they give me the lip service. They make like that and they just talk, talk, talk. These guys are going to try to put some food in my stomach. These guys, I better go follow and listen what's happening. And we've seen that time and time again. But what are some of your memories of last year? Now, last year we were blessed. We were actually at three sites on the same day at the same time. We were at the Kapolei Fairgrounds. We were at the McKinley High School and also the Kailua Recreation Center. I think last year we had almost 3,000 and some odd volunteers. But what was your take? Because now you've had other convoys in the mainland, but this one is we're on the same island using the same resources. To me, that was just a blessing that it all came together.
Well, you know, that's a reflection of great leadership and people with servants' hearts. You know, I think what captivated my heart about last year's is just another time where God exceeded our expectations of what he could do. The amount of people that came out, just in most of all, Bula, I think was at each of those locations, just the presence of God that was there, the peace that was there. We watched as our guests came in through the front gates and, you know, they get their grocery coupon, but there's so much more for them to get. We had clothing that was being provided that day, the kids zone. I mean, thousands of kids went through the kids zone, Bula. And if we can capture a generation of kids and let them know that God has a hope and a future for them, we can change this nation. And we believe that if we can do that one community at a time, it's going to have a ripple effect. And I want to tell you, people are paying attention to what God's doing in Hawaii. I'm telling people all across the mainland about the outreaches here and the unity. And in fact, we've taken a lot of video footage from last year's outreaches, and they're a part of what we're rolling out across the nation to show other places how to do outreaches, because I think the spirit here is so beautiful, the unity, the love. And here's what I tell all my friends and colleagues that don't have the chance to come, that it's genuine. Mm. It's real. It's not a show. You know, Philippians, one of my life verses says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition mm-hmm. or vain conceit. And I sense that when I'm here, the amount of pastors serving each other and serving the people as they come in, nobody's wearing shirts that says first this or second that. Man, it's just, we're just trying to be Jesus, like you said.
That's right.
And, you know, when Convoy started in 1994, we started in Northern California, and Hal Donaldson and his two brothers just felt God telling them to take a pickup truck full of groceries to a small community. And Hal thought, Lord, who's going to need them? And within 2 hours, they were gone. And since then, Convoy of Hope's been able to serve over 58 million people around the world. And right now, we're serving about 130,000 children a day in 8 different countries, which opens the doors for help them with agriculture and education and women's empowerment. And you know what? Here's the deal. God's working all around the world, and he's working right here, one person at a time. And we're excited about this year, because we don't know the stories are going to come out, but we know that God already has appointments with people. He's tugging at their hearts. And like you said, he wants to put a hot dog in their hands. He wants to put new shoes on their feet. And he uses us to do that. And when we engage with God, and like you said, step out of our comfort zone, That's when you're in God's zone and he does amazing things.
Well, you know, it's never, Pastor, as you know, it's never about capability. It's about availability. But we know that God's not going to do for us what we can do for ourselves. So we've got to get out there and do it in faith. But I think what we have here, and, you know, this may be a little biased, local boy born and raised here, part Hawaiian, Imua, Kamehameha, class of 77, we won't go there. But I'm not going to sing the alma mater right now. But it's just the fact that, and we all know, being born and raised here or living here for an extended period of time, you know what the Aloha Spirit is. It's not something that we use in Waikiki. It's not something that we're going to use on Hawaiian Airlines going to the Outer Islands or Vegas or Japan or Auckland, New Zealand. The Aloha Spirit is alive in Hawaii. And it is Aloha Spirit, as you know, Aloha is the breath of life that was given to us. So there is true compassion. There is true love for each other. And we all know how it is to struggle. And there's a lot of people in need that aren't homeless. When I talk about helping those in need, I'm not just talking about homeless people. There's people that get houses that no more groceries inside the cabinet after the third week. Hey, ramen is good, but come on, 8 days in a row is going to get kind of old, Pops. So Convoy of Hope, it's more than just about giving groceries. It's more than just about giving a haircut. It's more than just family portraits. It's more than having a doctor screening. It's more than having a dental screening. It's more than hooking up with an agency so you can find better benefits. It's more than the free entertainment. It's more than the free kids zone. It's more than the free lunch. It's more than the free prizes for the kids' games. It's more than the prayer. And it's more than just having somewhere where everyone's loving. What Convoy of Hope is it's giving you hope that you have a hope in the future, just like we talked about in Jeremiah 29:11. You see, everyone that walks through that front gate is an honored guest. We don't care where you've been or what you've done. We care about what you're going to do. We don't care about the choices you made. We're going to worry about the choices you have moving forward. Because your past is the past. Don't let your past punish your future. You walk in that gate, you're an honored guest of ours. We'd like to treat you to a time where you feel special. So that's going to be July 27th on Oahu, July 20th. Watch out, Molokai, here we come. But Ron, could you just share, like, I know Hal Donaldson, the CEO of Convoy of Hope, was here that first year, and I literally saw the tears in his eyes when he saw the amount of need that we have in Hawaii. But that's everywhere. But to see the CEO of the company touched by the people of Hawaii, it was so moving. He had an interaction with someone who couldn't speak, and we had a translator. It was just, share some thoughts about Mr. Donaldson's trip when he was here that first year, 2 years ago.
Well, Hal was blown away. And Hal is about as genuine as you can get. His heart, you know, the roots of Convoy come out of a conversation he had with Mother Teresa years, years ago when he was a young journalist, and she asked him, what are you doing to help the poor? And at that point, he couldn't answer her. And so through that journey, God birthed this. So for him to go all around the United States and to see the need, but to be here that first year and to see the people coming in, it blew him away. I mean, it blew him away. And he just, you know, Hal is, he doesn't say a lot. He thinks a lot. And when he speaks, you want to listen because you know it's going to be authentic. It's going to be real. And he just looked at me with tears in his eyes. And that said it all.
You know, it's when you get overwrought with emotion, when the Holy Spirit fills you and you don't know whose life might change. But, you know, we have testimonies and testimonies of families that had nothing and then had something that day. And then we got them plugged into a church and they found people that would actually care for them and actually had compassion for them and actually helped them along the way. And, you know, everybody needs a helping hand now and then. And Convoy Hope is just a wonderful vehicle to show everyone the opportunities that are out there for them. They might not know because we had over 150 churches, agencies, governments, and businesses joining together with one common goal, and that was Convoy of Hope, a day of compassion. Ron, why don't you tell them the excitement you have for going out to the island of Molokai? You've never been there. You don't know what to expect, but I want to hear your perspective here today, and then later on we're going to share it probably in a couple weeks when you return.
Well, I'm excited. Number one, you know, God's a missional God, and God's a strategic God, and he knows the need on Molokai, and he's been working there, and there are wonderful believers there, churches who are uniting together, they're worshiping together, and to go there and partner with them and to bring that vision of another realm of unity, one more opportunity to serve people. You know, it's not the most populated island, obviously, but here's the deal about Jesus. He was never drawn by crowds. He was drawn by need. Mm-hmm. And I know the need there is real. I know the passion of the body of Christ there is real. And Convoy of Hope is excited to partner with the church and the organizations there already moving in progress. You know, I can't wait to see it. It's a whole new land for me to go to. But, you know, you just never know what God's going to do. And it's exciting because when you step out in faith, that's where you meet God.
Well, we're going to be going there Monday and Tuesday of next week. Ron will be with my wife and Lynette as we continue to meet with Pastor Cameron, Pastor Randy, Brother Eddie, and everyone else involved over there. But, you know, Molokai is such a wonderful area because that'll be, I think, the first time, and you can correct me, Ron, if I'm wrong, but we will be able to put a bag of groceries, two bags of groceries, in every house on that entire island because there's about 2,400 households there. There's only 7,300 some odd people living there. But we're going to have a chance to impact so many people percentage-wise on that island. The call and the need is so great. And we're hoping that it's all going to work out for the best. We're believing in that. We're praying for that. And at this time, I just wanted to close us in a prayer, if you could. And I just want to thank all of you for tuning once again to Free Inside Ministry tonight on 99.5 FM, The Word. We're here Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. Check out the website, www.freeinsideministry.org. Or you can also check out our Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. And drop me a line on our email at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. I'd like to just close this in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the breath you have given all of us today. I thank you for the spirit that lives within us. But most of all, I thank you for the opportunities of partnering with those to help others that are in need that you give us every day. I thank you for Ron and his family. Continued blessings and protection for all of them. A healing touch to his mother-in-law on the East Coast, Father God. Continue to guide the doctors and the nurses there, Father God. Until our next appointed time, bless all those that are listening in abundance. Give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Ike akua koho'onaniya. To God be the glory. Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.